Students in the digital audio program at Utah Valley University in Orem are treated more like audio professionals, because that's the goal. KUER's Lee Hale recently paid them a visit.
The mixing studio on UVU campus is pretty impressive. There's a giant soundboard as big as a coffee table, with knobs, levels, blinking lights, and it's Arlen Cart's job to make sure his students can make sense of it all.
Our program is centered on making our students competent for immediate employment at a fairly high level.
Card is one of three audio professors who prepare future engineers for jobs in broadcasting, studio production, or even audio forensics. One of Card's former students regularly testifies in court as an expert witness.
It's intensive, and the hobbyists who come here thinking that it's all about really cool album production and, you know, radio airplay, they find out that they're going to get a pretty hefty foundation for it first.
And what that foundation looks like is 10 or so students crowded around the soundboard for a listening session. Card cues up a few versions of a metal song the students mixed for an assignment. He plays a couple clips.
So Donovan has a much fuller spectrum.
That one gets a thumbs up.
And let's come back to Davins. Okay, part of your problem, I think, Davin, is I'm hearing it in mono.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everything is...
Card begins to pick this one apart. Along with being mixed in mono, the sound is also really condensed. It's difficult to hear the individual instruments. He takes advantage of this teaching moment, explaining step by step what went wrong.
That mix, I'm not proud of it. It was rushed.
Here's the student in question, Davin Dixon, a junior who wants to work in the video game industry. And by now, he's used to this kind of tough love.
They're very honest, but it's always very constructive and very supportive.
And it's true to real work-life experience, which is the best preparation for an industry known for having very high standards. Lee Hale, KUER News.